Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here to have another wonderful healing night. Tonight is Saturday, and it's Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift. We'll be going there for healings. The healings between you and the Light Being Doctors. You'll be there physically and also physically here at the same time. And we'll first start off with an emotional clearing, and we'll be going to the Light Shift in about 5 minutes. So if you're one of the fortunate people, you're going to be able to see light beings up there. You're going to feel the energy, and you may have a wonderful healing. So let's first do a emotional clearing. And here we go. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And we'll do a mental clearing for those of you who kind of live in your head, who try to figure things out a lot. Remember, this show is about being heart-centered, not being mental. And you can still use the mind of the heart if you're going to your heart center, because there's a mind there. It is a consciousness, okay? But it's not the mind inside of your head. And that's the darkness energy. That's when you're connected to everything that deals with time. That's alien energies. Here we go. So you have light, which is in your heart in the moment, and only in the moment, never in your head. That's where we have to find it. And then the other energy, which is the darkness, which is mind energy, where we have time and time traveling and everything else, predictions, your horoscope. So we're going to clean out some of your mental energies from this last week here. Then we're going to do the mind-to-heart drop to get you heart-centered, where your spirit resides. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And now we're going to do the mind-to-heart drop. This you should be doing daily. And it's very simple. Just count from 10 backwards to 1. It's not hypnosis. It's not a meditation. It's just you connecting and taking your awakening thoughts, your consciousness that you use, and dropping that into your heart. So this was what we call the mind to heart drop. Dropping down. Here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, just like an elevator dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, we'll have our co-host come on. Annika, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I am. Thank you, and thank you for the wonderful call we had today, Ron, with all the healings from the light chip, and also looking forward to tomorrow. You have an 8-hour conference call coming on, but before that, we are going to go for our little trip here tonight to the light chip, and after that, we do take call-ins. You may call in toll-free at 888-815-9756, and there's three other numbers if you go to the BBS radio station 1. Tonight is Saturday the 23rd, and you're always welcome to put in questions on the fast chat, too. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, so this part of the program will not work on the archives. The healings that we do normally always do. So if you go back, you know, when we started the BBS programs, I think it was in the December of 06, which is quite a long time ago, and, you know, the healings will work for you. So if you go onto the archives, listen to them, and the light chip will give you probably about 2 to 3 months of usage of particular sample healings to use, and then after that, they feel that if you don't get it by then, you never probably will. So the healings will not work after that. And for most people, after having maybe a dozen healings that we do, that you understand that this is what you need. So here we go. And then you want to do the whole life clearings, what's on the website, or contact me personally. So let's go to the light chip now. The light chip is what Jesus used 2,000 years ago. If we were actually back then and using the same vocabulary, it'd be called a light chip, which is what it is today. Back in that time, it was called Father. So if you want to switch the words around in the Bible, you can see where Jesus went to, where he came from, and how his healings worked. So here we go. These are all instantaneous healings, and the healings, the effectiveness, we'll say, is determined by your genetic predisposition. And so it's what your ancestors believed on healings, and also how much judgment you have stored in your DNA that is bringing forth a physical condition to you. So here we go. Let's go to the light ship, everybody. I'll count to five as we go up. Everybody listening right now live, we'll go to the light ship. So here we go. Unless you don't want to, that's your choice. So here we go. One, and this you can bring up animals and pets too. One, two, three, four, and five. We're there now. And they do a typical scanning on us. This is a standard procedure to see what type of life form we are. Remember, the creation light ship created everything in the light, and they need to know who and what we are. So they're checking us, checking our DNA, seeing what kind of problems we have. We're up there physically, not just on a spirit body or astral body or something. We're there physically walking around, and you can communicate with them just by using your heart center to connect and describe and tell them what you'd like to have done. So we're selecting our doctor teams in the orientation room, and now we're going into the first healing room. There's many different modalities. What I'll bring forth now is what I can see up there. I bilocate instantly. So I'm here and there at the same time. And we're going into a purple room right now, and also into a red room for life force energy. So here we go. We're in two of these rooms right now at one time. We're also in many other ones, but let's bring in these energies. First would be the purple energy. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, here we go. Let's go into another room. So that was the purple energy. We'll bring in some red energy now. And we're also in with the dolphins. So let's bring in the red energy, then we'll go to the dolphin room and bring their energy in. So here we go. And you can also, if you wish, pet the dolphins. So here's the red room. Here comes the energy. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. I'll put some music on so you can actually feel the dolphins if you wish. Here we go. Put your hands out in front of yourself. Move them around. You can actually feel the skin of the dolphins. If your hair stands up on your arms, it's because you're up there on the light ship actually doing that too. Located on the light ship right now. If you're lucky, you'll be able to sense, feel the energies. This is pure light, and the light being doctors are there in their physical forms that they'll be taking for the next incarnation after the universal shift, which we call ascension. So here we go. I'm going to go into another room, and we're going there right now. Let's go into the room where We have the Masters, and we'll bring in the energy of Jesus right now, and also Mother Mary. So here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Remember, you have to be in your heart to feel and have this experience. If you're inside of your head in the mental realm, you probably just will not understand it or even get what we're doing here. So this program is about being heart-centered to get you more in your body with your spirit. So if you're having difficulties, we'll do another mind-to-heart drop for everybody here. So here we go. Dropping down, so 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. And we're now going to work with some of the energies that we'll be doing tomorrow for the 8-hour conference call. This is the quarantine room, and this is where some of the alien extraterrestrial energies are that are invisible to us. We're going to take away the octopus energy. Remember, there's quite a few of them that attach to us, maybe hundreds if not more, but we'll take away a few of them here. These wrap around your rib cage. These are extraterrestrial alien energies that are brought here by the alien races. And they should not be here. This is the problem with humanity, is that the alien intervention that's happened here, people bringing in energies from stargates and vortexes and praying outside of themselves, which is what Jesus told you not to do. So this show is about the teachings of Jesus and for you to become more heart-centered, to get more spirit into your body, because without that, you're lost. You're lost to the darkness. So here we go, taking away some of this octopus energy. Count to 10. We're outside on the light ship in quarantine. Here we go. 1. Feel your body loosens up on you. More than likely it will. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay. And we'll bring in the Star of Bethlehem here. It's the defense ship that came to protect Jesus at his birth here. The light ship was overseen part of his lifetime, and then after that, he was turned over to our wonderful Galactic Federation, which killed him. But to stand on more of a positive note, here comes the Star of Bethlehem energy, one of the light ship defense ships. This will help get a bit of darkness around you. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's bring in some peace energy through the light beam. So if you want to scroll down on your monitor screen, bring the light beam up about an inch or so on your scroll bar. And here we go. Here comes the peace energy. So I'll count to 10 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Feel that wonderful heart energy. Feel the peace and joy that's within inside of you. Remember, the mind will make you go outside of yourself to look for something like this, but it's always with you. And what we're going to do now is make sure everybody's in their body properly, in their proper alignment. So we're going to just take you out momentarily and put you back in again. So coming out and in. So if you felt your energy shift in your body, maybe your eyes blinked, maybe you feel more warmth in your body, it's because your spirit was in your body improperly. It wasn't in the right orientation. So let's go to another room on the light ship. Let's go into one of the rooms that has the golden waterfall. This energy will go through and around your body and do some healing for you. This is conscious energy, even though it's a waterfall. Each raindrop, we'll say, or each drop of water is going to be a consciousness of light. So here comes this energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And we'll go into another room. We'll go into another room where the masters are. So we'll go to the room where Moses is. This is very wonderful. So here comes Moses. Count to 10 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just enjoy this here. I'll put the music up a little bit louder. Sit back and relax. We're going to a room where they work with their muscles too. So you want to kick your shoes off, wiggle your toes, work from the bottom of our feet, and go up to the top of our head right now. So the females are helping us out with this here. And these are female light beams. There we go. I'll give you a couple minutes here just to relax and enjoy. Bring in another colored energy. We're going to bring in the energy to release pain from us. This energy is black, and it has like little golden speckles. Very, very wonderful, gentle energy. So here it comes. This is used on the light ship for healing, and you're going to feel it down here in your body also. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Bring in another energy from the light ship. A lot of people like to have the bumblebee room where the large, large bumblebees are. We can ride on them if you wish, just like going to Disneyland. So here we go. Going to the bumblebee room. Here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, we'll bring in more of that defense ship energy. Let's start Bethlehem. And it'll normally chase out entities out of your room. So, and even out of yourself. So here we go, coming in stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and I'll look on the fast chat here. Maybe somebody has a request for a room or two before we come back here. They're all very wonderful. Each one has their own type of healing modality. Remember, you're also picking light beams, too. So it's your choice. Let's go into a room where they work with our immune system. So here we go. And bringing the energy down here. You might feel your body heating up. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. go into the crystal room here. And so we'll go into two different crystal rooms. You can feel the different energies. In fact, we'll go into three. The first room we're going to go into is where they have the really, really large, clear, like quartz points. So here's this one here, clear quartz. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, experience this here. Might feel kind of electrified here a little bit. It's very, very strong energy. And there we go. Let's go now into another room where they have some crystals. We're going to the amethyst room here. A little different energy. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And one other room, we'll go to the room where they have hematite. Here we go. So stronger, stronger, and these are all conscious beings. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the room where you were created. This will be your self in totality. This is your own special room, different part of the light ship. So the light ship's going to create you. This is your spirit. Remember, on light ship, you have this already with you because you have to be in wholeness to have healings. So this is why on the light ship, the healings are 100% done. But down here, because of the densities and not being in your body fully, the healings don't work all the time. So it's up to you to become conscious, to carry your own spirit energy to bring you back into your body more. So here's the special room where you're going to be. This is your room of totality, your complete creation. This would include you and your twin flame. There's no separation. Here we go. Going into this room, we're opening the door up. So one, count to 10 as you're in this room. Two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, bringing it a little bit stronger for you, so you naturally feel your spirit. Remember, your spirit is no different than any of the masters as far as the energy of it. It's still light, and their light and your light. So some people think that their spirits aren't strong enough or powerful enough, and they have to rely on something outside of themselves. And that's one way the darkness catches you, or bringing you the light of the darkness energies of Jesus and Archangel Michael and whatever you want to pray to outside of yourself, then you get caught into the light of the darkness. So here we go. Increase this energy of you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go in one final room here. You still feel your spirit energy here. We'll go into the room where they have icicles. So here we go. Going into this room now. And let's count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Kyle says here on the fast chat here, and it's part of the words in the song Love Walks In by Van Halen. Contact is all it takes to change your life, and that's correct. You need to connect with your spirit. If you don't do that, don't have that connection, that contact, and that's actually first contact is with your own spirit. Don't look outside of yourself for anything to help you but you. So here we go. Here's more of your spirit energy coming to you. Then we'll come back from the light ship. So, again, you want to request your healing. So, here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll work with the communication between yourselves here. Here we go. So there's a request to boost your body's electrical energy. So here we go. Going into a special room for that. And here comes the energy. So count to 10. Get ready. Hang on, people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we'll give you another minute here just to experience the light chip healing. The healings are between you and the light being doctors. So sit back and relax, request your healings. Here, and I come back from the light chip now. So here we go, coming back down. Your animals and pets are now coming to you that you brought up. You're going to feel a change in energies as you come here with your consciousness fully on the earth plane. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Annika, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back. Thank you so much, Ron. That's incredible. That energy, the heart energy, was so strong. I really appreciate all those different rooms, and thank you for all that healing going on. And there was lots of great comments on the fast chat. You mentioned some of them. So, yeah, it's really great. Thank you all for commenting. Everett says, nice. Thank you, Ron. My spine is charged. And that's great. Thank you. And there's a few samples that you have online. There's actually a lot of online clearings that you can read about and look up if you're not already doing them on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. And some of those we can do samples of now. And I know one that is pretty much good for just anyone, Ron, would be possibly the chakra clearing that you have, and when you have your, where you're going to the expos, you have the light infusion chamber with you, and you also have that as an online clearing, and maybe we can do some samples of that. And one that comes up all the time is the past life clearing also, and maybe you want to talk a little bit about those.
Okay, so we'll do a chakra clearing. What this does online, it will take away the energies that are discordant to your chakras and put you back into alignment for your whole life. So it's a whole lifetime clearing. And that's needed to be put back into the present moment, basically probably for spiritual energy to your body, which basically is your health. It's the connection of your spirit going to your chakra system. Remember, if your chakra system has a problem or the chakras are turned backwards or something, then all of a sudden you're losing life force energy in that area or what it pertains to. So we're going to go and do this for the next or last 5 days. So I'll just work with your heart centers. That way you're probably going to feel that the most, I think. And hopefully, if you don't feel it, then you'll at least become heart-centered. And that's the whole purpose for this program, is to connect to your heart. So here we go, and to have your spirit talk to you. Remember, you have to have your spirit talk to you in your heart to get what your guidance is, and to have it direct you. It never comes to your head. So here we go. 5 days ago, for your heart, we're going to move that around here. There we go. Perfect. 4 days ago. There we go. 3 days ago. 2 days ago. Yesterday. And today. Okay. So you should feel a change in your heart energy. If it was out, it should be right now back into alignment instantly. This is the instantaneous healings that Jesus performed 2,000 years ago. And this is how quick and fast they work. Because the light being the light ship's energy that created you, created everything in the universe of light, is what's doing this healing for you. So it knows you. And let's now do a sample here of the parallel light clearing. Remember, we have thousands of light times that we don't know about. People are talking about them more and more, feeling that they're being abducted, losing things, misplacing things. That's the same process where they take you off planet to a lifetime like you have exactly right now. And during this abduction process, they put implants into you, mess around with you, because remember, you're in their time. This is the difference. This is why we talk about becoming heart-centered and to stay in your heart. So when you're in the time-based reality, you are in the reality of darkness. And that's the choice that everybody has to make. Do you wish to be in your heart, or do you want to be in the mind? And the mind is darkness energy. It's very, very simple. And the heart does not judge. This is why Jesus mentioned don't judge people. And probably a deeper meaning of that is because people have entities from the darkness. So we have these energies floating around inside of us, shapeshifters, etc., which we take out of us on these 8-hour conference calls. We're having one tomorrow, starting at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So here we go. We're going to take and look at, I'll look at five parallel lifetimes for everybody. So I want you to think of a physical condition, something that is a challenge for you, and we're going to take you out of those lifetimes that could be causing that. Remember, you could have 500 of these lifetimes causing it, so five may not be a lot. As far as the healing, but you will actually feel the energy shift. So if you have any aches or pains in your body, definitely consider that right now. So here we go. 5 days ago, we're taking you out. I'm going to have to count to 10 to do this. And if you want, bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's one lifetime gone. And here we go. This is why you have deja vu also. And lifetime number 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And parallel life number 3. Now these are on clone planets with clone bodies like yourself, okay? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Parallel lifetime number 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And parallel lifetime number 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you may want to just get up and walk around a little bit. Maybe walk maybe 20 steps, stretch, twist, bend over, and just see how your body's responding to this here. See if some of your symptoms of whatever you have left you. And now we're going to do a sample here of the light infusion chamber. This is on the website, too. We're also bringing it to the upcoming expo in Los Angeles, Conscious Life Expo, booth number 308. So you want to check me out there. I'd love to see you, too, if you come. And we have different sessions in the light chamber. If you haven't been in it before, I can't tell you what you're missing, because you're missing out on so much. You're on the light ship once you go in there, and there's this wonderful light coming to you. So here's a sample of that. That's on the website. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So you may feel some more energy coming into your body. This should be fairly similar to what you experienced earlier by going to the light ship during the first part of this VBS radio program. Okay, so we're coming back now. I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. So just kind of see how you feel. And we have some wonderful healings. Anybody, if you'd like to comment on how they feel right now, you might want to call in and explain and talk to people about the healings that you maybe had today. I'd like to hear from maybe one or two of you if you want to do that. So I'll turn it back over to Annika. Are you out there, Annika?
Yes, I am. Thank you. And maybe since there isn't any questions that I see right now, I might have missed some, and I'm sorry if I didn't see any of them. Maybe you can talk a little bit about what is actually a clone body, and because you were mentioning that when you mentioned the parallel life that you were clearing us from, and how does that influence us if there are people, you know, hearing this for the first time or maybe haven't heard it from you before.
Okay, yeah. The dark side takes our spiritual blueprint of our body that was created from light. At least hopefully you listening out there to me, that your body is from light, okay? And from there they actually just take it and replicate it. They make a clone of you and they duplicate you. And then they take that body that's now a artificial intelligent body, and they put it on a artificial intelligent Earth that looks just like the Earth here. Remember, they can copy that blueprint too. And so your spirit now is forced to go into these lifetimes to protect that body. And this is why people have sensed that they've been someplace before, never being there, but they say, gee, I think I was here a little while ago, or I recognize this here. This is very familiar to me. It's because you already explored that area, that situation, that place, that location, from a cloned body with your spirit in it. So you have that remembrance of this event. And the dark side does this to take away more of your spiritual energy. So they make cloned Earths. They make cloned bodies of you. And the dark side also brings forth through some of the ground members, we'll say here on this planet, clone bodies also. So if you ever see somebody walking around and their energy field around their body just doesn't feel right to you, or maybe you look at them and it makes your skin want to crawl because you don't like the energy, or you look at them and there's two types of people. One clone body will have dark eyes with no light coming out of them, okay? And those type of people that are cloned physical bodies, they're probably shapeshifters, I call them basement people, from the underground here in the earth, created by somebody, some group of people, an organization, and that could also include aliens, okay? Because they want people up here on the surface to walk around to maybe spy on people or just to see what's happening. And so these people normally wear sunglasses, okay? And so if you see somebody wearing sunglasses and it's kind of dark outside and it's not normal, more than likely that's a cloned body in that vehicle or walking around, okay? Now, the other type of clone bodies are the, and these people, all the clone bodies that I have seen and viewed, even in the tabloids, have almost perfect bodies. They're a perfect human specimen. So normally the women are going to be very gorgeous, normally thin. A lot of them will have what you call doll eyes. So you can look at their faces, and their faces will typically look identical from left to right a lot of times. Remember, they're a clone, so why would they make something that isn't perfect? Remember, you have people engineering these particular bodies. And also look at the ones that have, as you look at their eyes, and you can see this on a lot of people in the tabloid magazines, just to look for yourself, and also watch the movies that are coming out, and look at their eyes. This is the key. And if they look like they have glass eyes, as opposed, and they look identical, as opposed to a regular person whose maybe eyes are not exact, okay, that's typically a cloned person. So this you can do your own investigation on, and you can also check out their energy field, and it will be different. And so, you know, a lot of these people don't typically age too much, and that's just the way they are. So that's the clone bodies. So the dark side creates them. If one is made like you, or you have a thousand of them that look like you, they may even be placed on this planet. I've had people mention to me saying that people said that they were in a certain location, even in a different state, you know, coming up to me, and they say, yeah, this is really strange, but, you know, I was talking to somebody last week, and they said they saw me in Texas, and I live, you know, in Arizona, and I didn't go to Texas, or maybe some other state that's further away, okay? And that's because they gave a clone body of you somewhere else, which is not you, but it's a clone of you. So I won't get too much into that, but that's the cloned energies. And remember, the dark side uses that to bring your spirit forcefully into these energies so that your spirit now has to protect that body. And what does the dark side live on? Your traumas. And they live on the traumas that you're experiencing, whether it's, any kind of energy that gives off emotions. So if you're happy or sad, it's the same thing. They love the happiness, and they also love the sadness. And this is what they do. When you're in your heart center, all that goes away. They cannot connect to you in your heart center. But not very many people stay there. And certainly if you're in your heart center, we would not have any wars, because your heart would not want to kill anything, because it's not in judgment. That's what Jesus said, do not judge. So back to you, Annika.
Okay. Our clones can basically be around here on this planet, but they can also be in other places. Yeah. So how do we heal that? Is it basically with the parallel life clearing?
Yeah, the parallel life clearing is what you would need to do to get those out of your life. And you want to probably do that just doing it one time. So the light chip only works from the moment that you begin the healing. And then they go through the timeline backwards, because that's already created in time. So there's a recording of you in time. Now, the light only works in the now. So the light wasn't, if it wasn't worrying about the timeline reality because humanity chose darkness to be in time, okay, then it would just strictly be in the moment, and it would not recognize the past, and just like it does not recognize the future. Because in the light, there is no future. Everything is moment by moment by moment by moment. So once you understand that, then you start wondering, why do people have predictions? Well, that's because the predictions are a dark side script. So I don't know. We might have a caller online. Do we have one there? Was there a beep that came through a little bit ago?
I thought I heard something.
Pauline.
Hi, Pauline.
Hey.
Go ahead.
I wanted to comment about something, but do you want it, what did you want from us? Do you want somebody to call in about today's call? Is that what you on the light trip or the four-hour call or which one? I don't remember.
If you want to talk about the healing today on the light trip that you experienced, it could be earlier or just what we had just now, you know, during this program, that'd be great.
All I know is that ever since I've been on the intensive, I'm finally understanding, because even like Kyle always said, you see, you just don't, and I kept thinking, I don't really see, you know, like visually, but I do see, I know things that I don't know why I know it. So now I realize that I was, you know, and when we were even doing, you were asking what rooms, and all of a sudden I come up with the star room, and you said you were about to say that. So it's like a lot of synchronicities, and my spirit is speaking louder, much louder to me than I ever had before. So that, you know, like I don't visually see like some people that see on the calls, but I'm happy that I see in a knowing way.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, what she's talking about, the call that we had today, I don't see what's going on until we're actually in that room, okay? So I'm actually probably about 2 to 3 seconds behind what's actually happening. And so on the call, Pauline asked to go to the room where the stars were. And I was just getting that information as she was stating that. So she was just ahead of me on the light ship about 3 seconds before. And the light ship does that so that people who do see will realize that they are actually seeing. Otherwise, you may think that I'm leading you through a guided meditation, which I'm not, okay, because you are on the light ship physically. And so this is the way that you can validate what I'm doing. So it's very nice to have that time delay in there. And I put that in place as I looked at it before I came here so that people would have their own validation and realize that, yeah, this is what's going to happen next.
Okay, Ron, I really called in for another purpose. I have been, I don't know why I'm so focused about abductions, having been abducted and all that. I just realized, is it possible that when I had my mental breakdown in the hospital, that was an abduction and that I was traumatized? And that could have been the reason why that was what happened. My breakdown was probably a traumatic event that I might have just somehow couldn't take it anymore. I must have been, abducted in some way. And then you also mentioned the clone body. So when they abduct us sometimes, do they then create the clone body so that everybody else is not missing us?
Yeah, that is correct. So you could be a different person instantly and be taken out of this earth reality in a blink of an eye, and they can put you back in here with a clone body. So yes, and then once you're taken out of here, then they can experiment with you. Now this,
that's,
we talk about
felt
the aliens doing this.
Yeah.
There are aliens underground doing it. And then there are other organizations doing this also. So are you being abducted from above or from below? This is why on the website, on the pages we have, is it an Earth or is it an alien abduction type of situation? So there are two different types. Not that they're going to be much.
Abduction barcode on me, so am I safe or I'm still
there.
Able to be abducted?
Yes, and so I would say that you were probably abducted. That's what it feels like to me. And remember,
no, but I had recently, not that long ago, done the abduction barcode with you. So I actually felt that I was somehow again sexually infiltrated again. And so I don't really know. I'm not getting abducted, so the abduction barcode really was effective. I assume that I'm not getting abducted, but they're still messing with me in that way. So is there any such thing as a barcode to stop them from sexually experimenting with me? I don't want any more babies from them.
I'll have to figure that one out. So that's a good question. You might just go on there and do that healing over again and go on the alien attack page. So that's why it's on there for $30 a month to get rid of the alien influences that are affecting
you. Yeah, but the real deep thing must be I must have 7 generations. I probably need the abduction one for that. That's what if I haven't done the abduction barcode and I'm still getting somehow infiltrated, either the sexual one or I need the abduction seven generation as well, probably.
Yep, and so that'll be coming up online pretty soon here. I think maybe within the next week we'll have the seven generational clearings online.
Okay.
So it's quite a process and a problem that people have. And remember, it's just the way life is here. So let's do a mind loop clearing here, because our time is kind of running out. We talk about mind a lot. And so the mind loop is for people who have the same thoughts over and over again, repetitive thoughts. They may not understand why they get the same thought. And it's typically a dark side program. Remember, all you're running here is programs in your body. You're just like a computer. And, what program and what operating system are you using, you know? And how many files do you have? And how many are dormant that you don't use that often? And how many come up? So let's do a mind loop sample here. We'll go back 5 days. And this will help you probably clear part of those repetitive thoughts that you have. And normally they're self-defeating thoughts sometimes. They could even be scary. This is why we have the self-empowerment clearing on the website also. And that lasts for 6 weeks. So you may want to check that out if you want to move forward. It has a lot of clearings on it. And it's designed to get you out of a situation that you're in right now. It does not take the place of doing your whole lifetime clearings. It's only made to help you out in this present moment to maybe get a job, to have a better life, you know, so that you can move on. So here we go. This is a mind loop clearing. This is the number one mind loop. The number two is what you had when you came into the earth energy here from your mother. You left your mother, got born, and the dark side slapped you with everything. Because then you're in love energy when you're in your mother. But here's the number one clearing, mind loop number one. This is what most people do. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared. And remember, we have unlimited versions for most of these clearings so that you're able to stay up to date. Having a clearing a year ago is great. It worked from a year on back, but what about right now? It's not working now because you're creating a new reality moment by moment and living that. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I'll do that one again for people. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. This is a sample clearing. This is mind loop number one. And to show you how energies work, like Pauline was mentioning about the seven generational clearing. So I want to do a clearing for everybody. This will be a clearing for abductions. And this is a clearing for, to be very general, we'll use the word sexual abuse. Okay? So that could be women having children, having their eggs taken, and men having their sperm taken. So remember, women normally who are abducted will carry the fetus for probably about a month and a half, and then it's taken away from you. So here we go. We're going to do this type of clearing, and we're going to do it for you 20 years ago. Okay, so if you're real young, this may not work for you, but if you're older, you're going to see how this relates to you. Here we go, 20 years ago. So on a count to 10. And they're going to take away the energies that is probably recycling in you, in your mind, of the terror and the fear. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do a sample here 6 months ago. Okay? Remember, all these energies are with you. So if you've been abducted, you know, 5,000 years ago with your genetics, it's still with you right now, living in you as a program. Is it active? You know, is it on your desktop? Do you click on it off and on? Do you go through those traumas? Well, you know, it's hard to say. Do you open up that program and look at it? Yeah, the dark side does that for you. So it does happen. And then they may use that information from 5,000 years ago for today to see how their experimentation is working with you. So here we go, 6 months ago. Remember, what this site is for your personal empowerment. Remember, this is why this website is up, so that you can get empowered to get this stuff off of you. You might hear what I'm saying now and maybe get scared, but remember, there's no solution. Yeah, of course I would be scared, but we have a solution now. Here we go, 6 months to go. One, and bring up the light beam on your screen. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, our time is coming kind of close to an end here. So we have our special conference call tomorrow. It's an 8-hour call. Remember, you're in the moment. You're not in the time-based matrix reality of the darkness, so you're not necessarily going to feel like it's an 8-hour workday. It'll feel like maybe a half an hour to you being on a conference call. So please join us. You can contact me, send me an email. I'll be checking my phone messages tomorrow about an hour before the conference call. So if you want to come on, just let me know. You can use PayPal also. And we'll just say blessings to all of you. And it'll be at the Conscious Life Expo, middle of February, around Valentine's Day, booth 308. Then after that, we're going back to New York, the New Life Expo. And that's at the New Yorker Hotel, 34th and A Street. So I hope to see you there, too. We'll have a light infusion chamber at both locations. So you want to add anything real quick, Annika, before we sign off here?
Yeah, I just, you basically said it there. Yeah, I hope I can get to be in that light infusion chamber because it is just amazing. So if you haven't tried it yet, please join Ron in L.A. or New York if you can.
Okay, so blessings to all of you. Our next BBS program is Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and that's 7 o'clock Eastern. Bye, everybody, and hope you have some wonderful healings tonight. See you later, and use the website for active online healings. They work instantly. Bye.
Bye.